Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the 24th chapter of Luke. You just heard that read as our gospel lesson for today. Just drawing on the words of verse 45 as an introduction, "Then he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures." There's something dynamic about good news. You finally get the job that you were hoping for, or your child has been born. You accomplish something great, you're being recognized. It's almost impossible to keep a lid on good news like that. These days, good news travels faster than ever. I remember watching a baseball game on TV and seeing someone in the stands catch a home run ball in one hand, and in the very same motion, he reached into his other pocket, pulled out his cell phone, and called somebody. You'll never guess what just happened. Good news wants to move and be shared. It has an outward direction. Good news that really means something to you lights a fire under you, and you need to communicate it. Every so often I'll get a phone call and somebody will get in touch with me just to share good news. And I cannot tell you how refreshing that really is. The Christian church has not just good news to share, but the greatest news of all time. Jesus Christ has died and come back to life that we might belong to God and live forever with Him. That news ought to animate everything that the church does. It ought to be in the minds and the hearts and on the lips of every single believer in Jesus. But is it? And if not, how come? When we first see the disciples in today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 24, they're hiding. They're hiding out behind locked doors, trying to process and figure out what they were hearing about Jesus' status. Gripped with fear, silenced by doubt, they had barricaded themselves away. When all of a sudden, people that they know and trust show up with incredible news. They had walked and talked and broken bread with Jesus, who had died but was now evidently alive. The good news had broken into their little safe house. And it would break in again in a much more dramatic way when Jesus himself appeared, standing among them, speaking his peace to them, showing them by eating that his body was flesh and bone. He wasn't some apparition or phantom. He was really there. And I love the words that Luke uses to describe the disciples in this passage. He says that they were startled, that they were frightened, that they were amazed for joy, and they marveled. Well, wouldn't you? And there were more marvels that day, even beyond someone who had died then come back to life standing there speaking with you. And the thing that was so marvelous was what he said. Their resurrected, once again living Savior began to teach them. And what a lesson it was. To use Luke's words, Jesus opened their minds to understand the Scriptures. He taught them that everything in the Bible, has to do with the message of repentance leading to the forgiveness of sins that Jesus Himself had purchased and created. Furthermore, Jesus said that they were going to be the ones to deliver this message, not just to the people of Jerusalem, but to the world. He reminds them, you are witnesses of these things, of everything that He had done, everything He had said. That's a lot to absorb in one evening. But today's first reading from the book of Acts reveals that the disciples learned their lessons from Jesus very well. So we look at the substance of what we see in the reading from Acts. It's a record of what Peter said publicly. And we learn a number of things from this passage as well. Number one, we learn that the disciples had been propelled out from hiding into the public eye by the gravity of the good news that had been given to them. In other words, Jesus' resurrection and the things that He had taught them got them out from hiding and got them back into life. Secondly, you can see how Jesus had opened their minds to understand the Scriptures because of how Peter talks. He makes this quick sketch of Israel's history and identifies Jesus as the Christ, the promised Messiah, the one to whom all of the Old Testament pointed. And finally, the message is there. The message of repentance leading to the forgiveness of sins is very clearly proclaimed by Peter, the fisherman from Galilee. In other words, Peter is preaching exactly the way Jesus had taught him to preach. In my opinion, this is some of the most beautiful language in the entire Bible. I just love the way that Peter bottom lines it for his listeners. Listen again to what he says. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Times of refreshing. Now, in the same breath, it must be said that if you keep on reading Acts, you quickly see that there would be some severe consequences for this bold proclamation. Threats, imprisonments, beatings, and so on. But it was a price that the apostles were willing to pay because the news was just too good. It was too important. It was too life-changing for them to leave it unsaid. So let's review. Good news wants to move and be shared. We have the best news ever. Jesus is alive. That resurrection direction is out. Out beyond locked doors, out beyond four walls. So what does it say if we are not sharing this news with our world? I'll tell you what it says. It says that in many ways, we are just like Jesus' disciples. huddled behind locked doors, keeping faith a private matter in our own little safe house, afraid of admitting our allegiance to a crucified and humiliated teacher. But right now, at this moment, in the hearing of his word, Jesus comes. Jesus shows up for you and me. Walls and doors and locks of our own construction don't mean anything to him. He can appear wherever he wants to appear. And he appears to you now. He comes to speak his peace to you. He comes to open your mind through Holy Scripture. He comes to lead you first to repentance, to that turnaround, that change of direction away from sin and towards him and the forgiveness that he offers. And your Savior Jesus can offer pardon, forgiveness, because he is alive to do so. He paid your invoice by his suffering and his death on the cross, but he lives. In the words of the classic Easter hymn, he lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away my tears. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall conquer death. You see, that is the glory of the resurrection of Jesus. It eliminates fear. Here's just a couple ways it does that. Jesus' saving work for you means that you never have to fear paying the price for your own sins and mistakes. Jesus paid it all at his cross. Jesus' saving work means that you never have to fear your own death. As our shepherd, he has promised to walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death, and baptism and our faith and trust in him unites us to his resurrection. We're connected to that risen life right now, at this moment. And Jesus' saving work on your behalf means that you never have to fear how people are going to react to this greatest news ever. If you share this good news with somebody else and they reject it, they say no thanks, they get mad, they push it away, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the one who sent the message in the first place, who created this gift to be given. It's not you they're rejecting. But the flip side is also true. If someone is moved by the good news to receive faith in Christ, and you're the vessel or the vehicle through which that good news came to them, can you imagine what that would be like? How it would feel to know that you had a hand in making sure that they received that priceless gift? At this moment, in the hearing of Jesus' words, you are enlisted to carry the greatest news ever into the places that you live your life. You have a story that is uniquely your own about the difference that Jesus has made in your life. And that's what you have to share with others. Would you believe He has chosen you for this purpose? So, good news wants to move and be shared. We have the greatest news ever. The resurrection direction is out. Are you ready? Let's go. And let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, You've gifted Your church with the greatest news known to the world, that Jesus, who suffered and died under the weight of humanity's sin, also came back to life in order to offer a new and an unspoiled and unbroken and an eternal life to anyone, absolutely anyone who believes that He did it. Lord, let us be vessels of this faith. Let us share it openly and joyfully and marvel at what You have done. And Lord, our simple prayer today is that You would save the world through this greatest news. And may we have a small part in that wonderful work. This we pray in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.